Welcome back to the Big Rectangle, a.k.a. The Circle.
Big Circle.
Ivy Heron Jr. with our special guest.
Teddy Sharp.
We're here for the aftermath, the Woo! After story. So we heard the before and the middle. We've laughed a little, cried a little. I don't need any chicken.
You don't want none.
No, get you. Everybody's trying to feed the fat guy.
Y'all got cookies back there?
Any cookies? Something calm this afternoon.
Got beans. Some Kit Kats.
We got some jelly beans.
No, hey, man. I walked in here earlier.
Tell them this.
Shelton said, we got some Kit Kats. We got some Reese's. And there's a bowl of jelly beans there, and I love jelly beans.
Listen to this.
Oh, dude, I picked one of them jelly beans up, and I picked up the sriracha jelly bean.
The worst.
Of all of them. There's a hot. I'm like, ugh. I'm like, really? He's like, what? You got the jelly beans? I said, gosh.
There's one of them in there that tastes like vomit.
Oh.
Earwax.
I got the sriracha.
And the bad thing is those guys are printing money making vomit-flavored jelly beans.
Yeah, no kidding. And Shelton accused me of planting them.
What's bad about it is I was trying to watch.
Did you not, Shelton?
Well, I didn't. It's not an accusation. I guess it is an accusation if it's true.
You asked me if I.
If it's facts.
Ivy, did you put them there?
Absolutely not.
Teddy, did you put them there?
No.
Austin?
Hey, you know. You know when he's full of crap?
It's that smile.
It's that smile and.
It is.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Hey, what's bad about it is I was trying to watch my figure. I was trying not to eat the chocolate, not the jelly beans.
Oh,
gosh.
Anyway, all right.
Lord.
So here we are. Get off the jelly bean. Here we are.
Terrible.
Here
man.
We are in the after. So Brittany bust you.
Bust my chops.
She bust your chops. She said, I'm going to live with a sober man. So then you start navigating life in sobriety.
I did.
With y'all married at the time? Y'all getting married?
Not yet.
Okay. Tell me about how.
No,
that...
we was married, wasn't we? We sure was. We got married in 2000. Hey, I'll tell you what.
Get clean.
We had
up.
Two wedding days. We were special.
Oh, hey,
we
this
had
is
October
the
24th. Or right. No, yeah, the 22nd and the 24th.
So let me tell y'all this story. This is classic. So, I've done a ton of weddings, ton of funerals. So there's always a few stories that just stick out. Some things just happen, and it's like you don't make this stuff up. But I remember we get to the wedding that night before the ceremony, and I asked Brittany, I said, where's the wedding license,
yeah,
the marriage license? She said, oh, I didn't get them. She was like, well, can you do the ceremony and then sign the license later? I was like, no, I have to put on there the day that it was performed. That's today. We don't have a license. We're at the church. The guests are gathered.
Yep.
We have no license. I have to go out there and make an announcement. We're not having a wedding.
Who smoked the doobie that night?
Kidding.
Yeah, it wasn't on me that night.
Called off the wedding.
So we had to call off the wedding. Our church was so small at the time, we had rented out another church to be at. Okay. Disrupted everything they were doing to be there. And we had to tell them we didn't have a license and we couldn't have a wedding. Classic. That's one of my stories that I tell. The other one was my latest wedding. She was close to it. She was like an hour and 10 minutes or something like that. Tammy Dale at the time and Daryl Sanders far busted that out. They were over 2 hours from the actual start time. That's the new one.
What happened? Hold on.
Oh, that's a whole nother
story. That's a whole nother.
If I start telling wedding and funeral stories, we'll be here tomorrow. We need to make a podcast about that. Okay. Wedding and funeral stories. Take a note. Classic.
I almost got married twice in the same month.
First one's free.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, we was married at that time. We sure was.
So, you had rehab, get a divorce, or?
Get sober.
Yeah, and I wasn't going to rehab. I wasn't. I was one of the fortunate ones. I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with rehab, because it helps a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah.
It really does. And I'm blessed that I didn't have to go through rehab. I mean.
Right.
and I don't mean that to sound boastful or
anything like that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I promise.
But I remember dealing with you at the time. So
I was a happy guy.
Yeah, this is the thing. Even with Ivy, what had happened is you had got so used to coping life with just being a pothead. Yeah. Now you're not a pothead, and you're trying to process how to deal with bills, kids, business, all this stuff, and you just turned your brain off for ever.
Yeah, and I was when we got married, I was still working on the farm. I was only making $300-$400 a week.
Yeah.
We was living up here in Perigo in a two-story house that we was renting. I mean, we was robbing Peter to pay Paul. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I remember you trying to navigate that, but you know, the weed was always the, I'll forget it.
It was. Yeah.
But you couldn't forget it now.
No.
You got to deal with it. You know, even working with you at times, you know, you've made this statement, this is a lot.
It is.
Yeah.
It's because you're trying to go back and redo what you didn't do.
So short of amount of time.
Yeah.
Just not humanly possible.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
So you guys start putting the pieces of your life together, and
once you do that, what happens next? So you own your own business, a few of them actually. So what? I mean, what's the process to get there?
At that time, when I was working on the farm, the guy paid us through the winter time. I mean, I was guaranteed my money. I mean, I made a weekly check every. It didn't matter if it was snowing, raining, whatever. And I developed a relationship with my grandpa back, and he was. I mean, he was Sharp Custom Hauling, Daryl Sharp Hauling, you know what I mean? And he had an old dump truck behind his shop. And I asked him, I said, Pop, what are you going to do with that truck? He said, probably nothing. He said, it's wore out. I said, well, and I'd done pretty much a few times asking, you know, if I could buy that truck. Mm-hmm. And at them times, I wasn't really in my right headspace yet. But
so explain that. I'm not in my right headspace yet.
I wasn't fully sober or anything like that. I mean, I wouldn't hardly do what I'd say.
But you still had a vision.
I still had a vision. I had it in my head what I wanted to do.
Right.
And we.
But now you're trying to learn to be a man of integrity.
Right.
Do what you say you're going to do.
Right. And I'd ask him one day, we was at Western Sizzling eating, and I said, what are you going to do with that truck? He said, probably nothing. Probably going to sit back there and rot. I said, okay. I said, you going to sell it? He said, yeah, I'll sell it. I said, well, what would it take to get it fixed? He said, well, I don't know, a bunch of hard work. I said, well, okay.
I can do that.
I can do that, you know. And I could tell he didn't really think that I was going to go through with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And we got out. We quit for the winter time because we had 3 months during the winter working on the farm that I could – get paid.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So when we quit for the winter on the farm, I went to the shop and
started busting chops,
you know, and started getting stuff ready, and we enjoyed ourselves. We butted heads. I mean, we had a good time. We had some falling outs, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because he was still processing me from what he knew before, you know. And I got that truck running. By the time that we was ready to go back to work, and I went back to work for the farm, and I was going to give them a month or two, you know. And I wasn't quite ready to start.
Yeah.
And I went back to work, and I told Todd, I said, I need to talk to you. He said, okay. Well, I went in the office and told him, I said, Todd, I said, I'm probably fixing to quit. I said, I'm going to give you another month or so, you know. I said, I'm fixing to start my own farm. He said, well, I kind of figured that was coming. I said, okay. He said, so I don't need you no more. He said, I already got somebody to take your place.
Right.
I said, well, okay.
Right.
And he was a good guy, don't get me wrong. He done a lot for me. And something he told me really, really got me. It got me pumped. He said, whenever you fail at what you're doing, you got a job here. Pretty much is what come out of his mouth. I said, well, I'm going to tell you what. I said, I don't plan on failing at what I'm doing. I said, I said, you won't see me back.
Yeah.
And from that time on, I mean, I've worked and,
right.
And just, and if it wasn't for her and the good Lord and my kids, there's no telling where I'd been, you know what I mean?
Right.
So started that up and
How long you been doing that now?
What, 6 years?
6 years.
Seven years.
7 years later, yeah. Still so rocking and rolling.
Talk about the nerves of, you know, you said, you made that statement, I'm not going to fail. But I've been through you, I've been through this with you through this process. Mm-hmm. And you navigated some times where you felt like a failure.
Yeah.
Mm. Or you were scared of failing.
Absolutely. I mean,
For our viewers, talk about that because you're still a human.
Well, the first year, you know, I mean, and I'm going to be honest with you, I put God in it. Okay. The first year, and I mean, we didn't make a whole lot of money, but we flourished. You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
God provided every need, and
that's cool. Let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Okay. We're going to dive into that fear of failure when we get back, and then we'll go from there.
All right.
Leisure Comfort. At Leisure Comfort Heat and Air, we provide friendly heating and air conditioning repairs done right. We repair all major brands and give reliable options to get your system working properly. In the unfortunate event that a new equipment is necessary, we can make the installation seamless and easy. We install all major brands with free estimates and flexible financing options. Upgrading your HVAC system has never been easier. Whether you're looking for HVAC system repairs, seasonal maintenance, new equipment, or general construction needs, our trained technicians will get you on the best path to enjoying a comfortable home environment. Quality Voices. Quality Voices is hiring now for a daytime and nighttime shift. They are a faith-based company that works on behalf of political endeavors and nonprofit organizations. You can fill out an application at 1413 Marketplace, Suites E and F. They have great management, great family, great atmosphere, and a great environment. Quality Voices, Jonesboro, Arkansas. Sharp Custom Hauling. They serve all of Northeast Arkansas and haul a variety of materials, chat, gravel, fill, sand, dirt, and much, much more. Need your land cleared? Parking lot, building pad, dirt work, driveways, and bush hogging. We offer free estimates and competitive pricing and financing available as well. Sharp Custom Hauling. We can get her done. Sharp Farm. Sharp Farm's family owned and locally grown beef. From our pasture to your table, we heard you need beef. We have what you're looking for, whole, half, or a quarter cow. If that's more than you need, let us help you build a custom meat box that fits your budget. Call or email us for more information at sharpfarms2022@gmail.com or call Miss B at 870-219-3497. Welcome back to The Big Circle. Hey, if you'd like to be a sponsor to The Big Circle, make sure to email us at thebigcirclepod@gmail.com or reach us individually. You got something to say?
You're just mad. That's what happens when you make fun of people. You're like, good.
That's just a normal conversation. So be all right.
Have you ever seen old Bruce Almighty when he's like, ain't that what it is?
Is that what I look like? That's
No, when the dude's trying to do the anchor, and he's like,
we might get him a close-up on that.
Listen, we're in the theater. Man. And Sarah is losing it. We go to watch this movie. You know me. I don't care for nothing. I'm like, you have to get control of yourself. She's like, wah! I was like, bro, you're causing a scene. She thinks that's the funniest thing. The funniest thing ever. Oh, but anyway. Gosh. So even though you know, I'm not going to be back. I'm going to succeed. You're still not navigating, I don't want to fail in your mind somewhere.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I really didn't want to fail. I told that man that I wasn't going to fail, and that was my – whenever I say I'm going to do something now, I'm going to do it. You know what I mean?
So talk to me about that pressure.
Well,
do you still deal with that pressure today?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Still deal with it daily. I mean, then I the first year of trucking, I mean, I did pretty all right. I mean, we had the Lord in it and all that, and went to building a new truck. And
repair cost.
Yeah, repair cost, maintenance, tires. I mean, it was tough to navigate with seven kids and a wife and, you know, and we were still renting at the time, wasn't we? So, I mean, we hadn't even thought about buying a house just yet.
And I'm thinking then, I remember those times, you're getting up at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
You're working all day.
Absolutely. You're coming working home 16, 17
beating
hours.
Beating on the truck, trying to get it ready for the next
worked
day.
Worked all day, worked half the night getting the truck ready because it was an old truck. I mean, it was And did that for about a year. And we, me and my grandpa, we was really close then, you know what I'm saying? We'd went down south and bought another truck. And we was going to build a dump truck out of it. And he helped me with everything that I did, pretty much. And went down south to Warren, Arkansas, and bought that truck and brought it back home. And I drove the truck that I'd fixed for probably another 6-7 months. Wintertime hit, you know, and me and Grandpa got out there during the dead middle of winter and put a truck together. We built a truck, dump truck, out of a bob truck, pretty much. And it had very little money in it. It was paid for when I got it done, pretty much. And I run it for about, I don't know, I run it for about 4 years. I mean, I was doing pretty good. I was getting a little greedy. And because of the bills was just coming, the maintenance was coming, everything's coming, you know what I'm saying? We've actually bought a house then.
Explain greedy.
Well, I pretty much stopped going to church. Didn't really stop going to church, but missed a lot of church. And it started showing, you know what I mean? So, because I was chasing a dollar.
Yeah.
Thought I had to have it to pay my bills, pretty much. It's been a year ago, year and a half ago, my wife started praying. That truck burnt. And that took a toll on me big time because I thought I'd failed. Didn't know how I was going to get another truck. Just went and got a loan on that truck. And 2 days later, it burnt. I can remember I was with Brother Sammy, and Brittany called Sammy and said, the truck burnt. I said, well, that's great. Didn't have enough insurance on it, you know. Had $15,000 worth of insurance on the truck and $25,000 loan. Didn't add up, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I knew what was fixing to happen then. I had to figure something out. And I was stressed to the max because I hadn't been going to church like I should. And I got greedy. I mean, it's all it was. Yeah. So.
You know, and a lot of times we talk about, you know, people say you ain't got to go to church. And I don't know what church, listeners, I don't know what church looks like for you. But it's a community.
Absolutely.
You know, and you got to have a community. You got to have people that are going to believe in you, help build you back up, pick you back up.
Yeah.
And then you hear positive things that are going to help you fight the fight when you need to fight.
And at first, almost sometimes when you're going through that storm, then positive things kind of make you a little mad.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be in this rut just for a minute. Yes. And then you keep hearing it over and over again. You're like, okay, I can't do this.
Yeah.
You know, how do we get aggravated with people that don't let us lay there?
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, thank God for somebody that don't
let
us lay there.
And see, when I had the Lord in, I mean, we was paying our tithes to the church like, we were supposed to, and we was paying a lot of them, you know what I mean? And it really felt good, and then I got to where I was getting greedy, and then all that happened with the truck and all that, and I was like, there's got to be a different way, you know? And Lord blessed us. I mean, we got another truck and really trying to make everything happen now. I mean, it's still pretty rough as far as still navigating the financial part of it and all that, because we've actually expanded a little bit on other businesses. And
so rough is actually a blessing.
Absolutely. Yes.
Just learning how to navigate our minds and realizing that we can diversify and realizing the stress that comes with it. Because anybody that's out there that's starting their own business or they're branching out and doing things, keep in mind that it's not easy. It's not going to be easy, and it was never meant to be easy. But knowing the fact that if you have the willpower and the determination to do it, that the stress and anxiety will come, but learning how to deal with that and having the proper people in your life to help you deal with that and to push you in the direction you need to go with questions, concerns, all of that, it can be done. So you're expanding, you're doing all these things.
Yeah.
So a lot of irons in the fire. More than one business, you're also doing.
We've got the Sharp Custom Hauling. We've got lawn care service. We've got Sharp Farms. So we're selling beef, and she's making bread and flourishing at that.
And
we actually started a business for the boys. The boys, it's a lawn care business.
Right.
And I hope that it does good.
Right.
And it will.
And it will. I believe it will.
Yeah.
And used to, and I can say this, and it's not been very long, used to, in trucking, I mean, it's probably like this with any seasonal work.
Yeah.
During the winter, you don't do much with a truck.
Yeah. Yeah.
So whatever money you got in the bank, that's what you pay your bills with, unless you can find work.
Right.
And I always worried about where I was going to, how I was going to pay my bills through the winter, because we spend a lot of money, you know what I mean, as far as trucking and all the overhead costs and all that, and probably spent some we didn't have to spend, but we did anyways, because you know what I mean?
I think everybody falls in that
absolutely.
Because the gas ain't cheap. Tires aren't cheap unless you go to Heron Tire.
That's right.
Still not cheap though. Yeah, it's still, it's costly. All that overhead you talk about does add up.
Hey, I'll tell you, this brings a funny story, and we'll get back to this.
Oh,
we go to Sears years ago, me and my dad. He walked in and he said, "Do y'all got any cheap washer and dryers?" And the guy said, "We ain't got nothing cheap here. We have some inexpensive stuff." And he said, "I ain't got time to deal with a smart aleck. Let's go somewhere else."
Absolutely.
He wouldn't even talk to him.
Anything you do anymore is expensive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not only that, but you go to sit down to dinner, you got 9 mouths to feed.
Yeah. You're talking about $1,000 grocery bill a month probably, or not a month, a week.
I mean, you make taco meat. You need.
Yeah,
you need
we do 5 or 10 pounds of taco meat. I mean, that ain't no joke.
Yeah,
she can tell you for sure. Yeah. I mean, because she's the one that does all the cooking.
I remember one day I come over and y'all had me over for dinner one night, and she's out on the grill, and literally she made pork chops, which were great, and she made some Brussels sprouts, which were wonderful. So I know they weren't good for you. She made them not good for you. But anyway, I remember looking at the grill. I mean, it's as big as this table, and there's not one space where there's not a pork chop. I'm like, who are we
36
feeding?
Inch flat stone.
then everybody hits, and they're like, boom, they're gone. It's just so like, hilarious. Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got the grocery bill.
Yeah, you got the grocery bill. You got payments. I mean, you got the overhead, the monthly bills as far as the house goes, the vehicles. I mean, she drives 10,000 miles a month, it seems like. You know what I mean? So you're spending $1,000 in gas.
That's right.
But anyway.
That's right. Well, we're going to take another quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Teddy. It's been the theme for the last 2 weeks. We'll be back.
Introducing the sunroom. The house can get crowded, and if you need somewhere for family or friends to stay during the holidays, the Sunroom is a pet-friendly rental in Paragould, Arkansas, with a top-rated Airbnb Superhost rating. Beautiful scenery, overlooking a nice pond, peaceful, relaxing, and much better than a hotel. Heron Tire, best from the east to the west, serving Paragould and all of northeast Arkansas for over 56 years. Tire shops have come and gone. Heron Tire has remained. We keep getting bigger and better. Got a flat? You don't have time for that. We'll get it patched up and put you back on the road. Stuck on the farm? No time to play? Call us. We're on the way. If you need to get the crops planted and you're feeling stressed, call Heron Tire. We're simply the best. New tires? We got you. Used tires? We got you. Rims, lift kits, oil change? You guessed it. We got it. So come see us at either of our Paragould locations at 700 East Kings Highway or 300 Airport Road. Heron Tire Service, 870-239-8466 or 870-240-0090. Yes, best from the east to the west. J&M Trailer Sales and Service. J&M Trailer Sales and Service. Huge selection of trailers, trailer repair, and prices so low, it's stupid. Also, if you don't want to commit to buying a trailer or a piece of equipment, they rent it out as well. Trailers, car haulers, skid steer, excavators. J&M Trailer Sales, located at 2510 South 2nd Avenue, Paragould, Arkansas.
Welcome back.
What's up?
What a shot for y'all, man.
That's right.
Way to go, bro.
That's right, dude.
Couldn't do that again if he tried.
I couldn't. I was an official bench warmer for a basketball team. That was unbelievable. never played after sixth grade, man. My dad's dreams was dashed and me being a ball player.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember making 2 points in one game, and I was like, yeah, never made another point again.
When me and Sarah met, she was like, man, I was good at softball. And I was like, oh, really? She was like, I was like, well, why did you keep playing? She said, well, I quit when they moved me to right field. I was like, Sarah, you suck. They only put the people that suck in right field. She was like, really? I was like, what were you playing before? She was like, shortstop. I was like, you're garbage. I was like, what grade did you quit playing? She was like, fifth. I was like, yeah, you suck.
So I thought shortstop was good position.
It was, but they moved her to right field.
Oh, okay.
And then she got mad and quit.
I was about to say, I played shortstop in fifth grade, man.
Yeah, that's why you
then
quit.
Then the right field. Now it makes sense. Then I quit.
That's exactly how it goes. But any of you right fielders out there, keep pursuing it.
Keep on keeping on.
In every major league team, there's a right fielder.
Yeah,
so
that's right. Man.
That could be you. It's not going to be Ivy. It ain't going to be Sarah.
Remember this, you're still getting paid.
There's winners and there's losers.
Which one are you going to be?
If you ain't first, you're last.
Yeah.
That's what my wife tells me all
Ricky
the time.
Ricky Bobby.
Yeah.
We'll be at the kids.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll be at the kids' games and stuff like that because we got something to do, volleyball and basketball and all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, babe, it's okay. No, it ain't. There's winners and there's losers. I'm like, okay, yeah, calm down.
Not everybody's just
second place is the first loser, huh? Ain't that terrible?
That's funny. That's hilarious. So, anyway, you got all these businesses going. Things are going good for you. You're living in sobriety. You're doing the things that you need to do. You're dependable.
Yeah.
You do what you say you're going to do. How does that make life feel?
A whole lot better.
Yeah.
A whole lot better.
Yeah.
Still stressful times?
Still stressful times.
How do you navigate through those now?
With the Lord, with prayer, just keep on keeping on, you know. And if it wasn't for the good Lord, I'd probably be a whole lot different person. I mean, Brittany's kept me on the straight and narrow, you know. Yeah. And
being brave enough to ask for help. And I think that's where a lot of men struggle. It's like, we got this. Man, just asking somebody to pray for you and just asking somebody to lift you up. Having somebody that believes in you.
Yep.
I mean, it's important to have somebody.
I can honestly say I got people in my life that I really love, and I got a good church family, good family.
They believe
it's a blessing,
you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Even when the times get hard, you just got to keep pushing, you know? I mean, I used to worry, and it ain't been very long since I've quit worrying.
Yeah.
I have quit worrying.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's been a pretty rough winter this year, you know, and I mean, what can you do about it?
Yeah.
Let the Lord take over.
I deal with people all the time worrying about stuff, and, man, it wears me out.
Because
I'm just like, man, you know, and I don't want to not listen because I do, and I try to offer them advice.
Right.
But nobody's ever accomplished anything by worrying.
That's right. And
I'd rather be doing
it. I wished I could have done it earlier. You know what I mean? How many times have you prayed for me for my worry and distraction? And,
And like, I'm even still in that field occasionally, but I notice once I start stepping out of that field of worry and just start doing it, so much better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So much better. Even when you open up the worry can, you know, even in our conversations, I'm like, okay, well, if you think about it, everything we're worrying about is things that are not actually even happened.
Yeah.
We don't know the outcome of it.
Right.
We're just speculating. It's
nerves, anxiousness, and it's not even a fear. It's just like, man, how can I navigate through this? Well, you just got to start doing stuff.
Yeah.
You just got to start doing more. And that's almost scary to think about doing more, because I think we like to sit there and worry because we feel like we're doing a lot already. Mm-hmm. And then we start doing more. You know what I mean?
It's scary to think about. Just not worry about nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So.
Well, I always tell people, man, if you've got time to worry, you're not putting efforts where they could be.
Where they could be. Yeah.
Man,
where
if you stay busy enough, you don't have no time to worry.
That's right.
And then when you do sit down and get to relax, you won't be long till you're asleep.
Well, I can tell you right now, if you got time to sit down around my house, say something wrong. I promise you that.
The cows to feed,
trucks to work on. I mean, Lord have mercy. Everything.
Right.
So.
Well, I want you to know, I mean, we're certainly proud of what you've accomplished already, but what you're going to accomplish. Can you talk a little bit about Could you tell our listeners about your felony and how that all worked out?
I was about to say the same.
Yeah, I sure can. I mean, I've been a felon for 15, 16 years, I guess. It might be longer than that. I'm 30, fixing to be 39. I got it in 2006 and 7.
Right.
And my wife and some people have helped me, and they pursued getting a pardon and all that stuff. And
yeah.
It seems like I've waited 2 long years, 3 long years, maybe, I don't know exactly the time frame, but we got a letter in the mail about 3 or 4 months ago, maybe 5, fully pardoned from everything, got all my rights back, and not a felon
awesome.
Anymore. So
that's cool.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah. So that just goes to show you, if you put in the work, do what you're supposed to, keep going forward, even when you don't feel like it, and make the phone calls, make all of these things happen, man. If that's you, it can be you too. You can get that pardon. You can get that business. You can get all the things that your vision is still alive.
Right. And we like, man, we get in this narrative that people are against you and they don't want you to do better.
Yeah,
that's not true.
That's right. Yeah. And
it's not true.
That's right.
Yeah. And if your governor proved that,
absolutely,
she signed off on
didn't know me from Adam.
She don't know. She still don't know.
When they went to the parole board with it, it was signed with a 5-star merit.
Yeah.
Then I had to wait on the governor for so many months, up to a year is what it took. And and they kept it from me. And we announced it, and it was like, man, it was like a big weight lifted off.
That's
you
awesome.
Know? Yeah. I can go hunting with my kids now and use a gun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good stuff. You know,
it's
what
a
I'm
lot
saying?
Easier to kill one with a gun. Than
I mean, I've bow hunted for all my life since I got that felony. I'm pretty good with a bow. But it's even better to use a gun. You know what I mean? It's going to be better for me, and it's better for my kids and my wife. So it's, and you wouldn't believe how much a felony will change your life as far as not just the gun rights and
your ability to be able to do
I mean, it even affects house insurance,
stuff
like that, because I mean, we had trouble getting house insurance whenever we bought our house because I was a felon.
How long you owned your home?
6 years.
Home
five, six years.
That's awesome. Well, we're proud of you. We're proud of what you accomplished. We're proud of what you're going to accomplish moving forward.
Absolutely.
If you could leave our listeners with any piece of advice, what would that be?
When you think life is bad, it's not as bad as you make it out to be. Keep pushing forward. Seek God first. Pray in all things, and just move forward. Don't look back.
Okay. So I want to end with this. Oftentimes through our tenure together, at times you've thought that you weren't smart enough, and you've let shame and things like that get you.
Yeah.
But we just sat down and had 3 episodes that I was talking to a very intelligent guy that's got his stuff together. And on those days that voice comes in your head that says that's not true,
Kick it out.
We also just experienced 3 episodes of freedom.
Absolutely.
Freedom. Freedom and hope. So.
That's right.
And you don't understand, even Ivy. One day, you know, Ivy's going to be there.
Yeah.
And he's going to do that story. And that, you know, that's been a struggle for him, you know, to get that out there. But, I mean, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And we're leading our way to that. And we're proud
And see how Ivy's been with you. Ivy's been with me. You know what I mean? So it's been a blessing. And there's so many other people that's not mentioned, you know what I mean, that's been there.
Oh, absolutely. So, hey, we appreciate all of our listeners, our viewers. We hope you've enjoyed this tremendously.
And we have.
My fake coffee? Yeah. It's got coffee in it.
Yeah, make sure to, if you want to be a sponsor, give us a email to thebigcirclepod@gmail.com. Make sure to give us a thumbs up. Share it if you got something good out of it. We're available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. All of the above. Give us that 5-star review, 4 stars thrown in the garbage.
Five-star only.
With your host,
Derek Followell.
And I'm Ivy Herring,
Teddy Sharp.
We'll see you. We're thankful to have you.
Thank you.